experience in this area. The Care Oncology Clinic would be my first port of call, even though they don't use all the drugs I suggest. You can always add more, and I have a list of doctors to contact on my website. At the very least, I would target the following pathways with every cancer: GLUT1, aerobic glycolysis, use two modalities, reduce insulin, IGF-1, mTOR, mevalinate, SREBP2, fatty acid synthesis, glutaminolysis 2. How to starve cancer of glucose. Insulin, the most dangerous hormone in the body. No, it's not estrogen. Reduced by a low glycemic diet, metformin, berberine, appropriate and timely exercise, chromium picolinate, Gymnema sylvestre. GLUT1, glucose transport receptor. The GLUT1 receptor moves to the surface in cancer. Normally, it is only GLUT4 to accept more glucose into the cell, inhibited by statins and quercetin. Pentose phosphate pathway, DHEA, not for hormone-driven cancers. Oxidative phosphorylation, berberine, doxycycline, metformin, niclosamide. Metformin virtually abolishes complex 1 function. Berberine causes mitochondrial fragmentation and depolarization and alters mitochondrial membrane permeability. Doxycycline suppresses mitochondrial function. Niclosamide affects the inner membrane potential of the mitochondria, resulting in the uncoupling of oxidative phosphorylation from electron transport, which inhibits the production of ATP. There is an unfounded fear of switching off excess ATP production. People believe that this will cause instant death. But this is what happens when people take antibiotics, and these have a long history of safety. Aerobic glycolysis. This can be blocked at several points. Intravenous Vit-C stops step 6 of the glycolytic pathway G6-PDH. Short-term fasting will slow down glycolysis, often viewed as dangerous for cancer patients. But what is more dangerous? Terminal cancer or a day off eating twice a week? Or stopping at 3 p.m. and not eating until the next day? Olive oil, with all its beneficial properties, including calories, I would suggest as safe to consume even during a fast. 2-deoxy-D-glucose, 2DG, is similar in structure to glucose, so it blocks the cell from taking up normal glucose molecules, like putting water in a car's gas tank. It is shown to work synergistically with metformin. 2DG is being used by Professor Thomas Seyfried and the Chemothermia Clinic in Istanbul. Dichloroacetate, DCA, a pyruvate dehydrogenase kinase, PDK, inhibitor, enhances the oxidative activity of cells by activating pyruvate dehydrogenase, PDH, the enzyme of glucose oxidation in mitochondria. At high doses, it causes neuropathy and inflammation because it fosters the conversion of pyruvate into acetyl-CoA and activates mitochondrial oxphos. It may be best avoided, especially in advanced cancers that use mitochondrial respiration. Metformin virtually abolishes complex 1 function and inhibits hexokinase 2. 3-bromopyruvate, 3BP, a powerful glycolysis inhibitor that may be too extreme. Currently, lots of arguments about patent rights, and it is not without side effects. I believe less aggressive cocktails are equally successful. Remember that extreme glycolytic inhibition, including ketogenic diets, without blocking other metro routes, concurrently may cause a rebound effect through a different pathway and a more aggressive tumor phenotype further down the road. How to Starve Cancer of Fat. Fat is ignored by a great many people in the cancer field, generally regarded as a safe macro to eat. It has not been properly acknowledged as a source of fuel for cancer, especially the low-density lipoproteins. Cancers upregulate the LDL receptor on their surface to acquire more circulating low-density lipoprotein, LDL, bad cholesterol, from the circulation. Statins, by reducing the amount of LDL in the circulation, will help prevent this nutrient uptake. Remember, the more pathways you can block with the least amount of toxicity, the better. You will need less of the really toxic drugs like chemotherapy or other targeted drugs. All cancer cells upregulate fat metabolism for the manufacture of new cell membranes through fatty acid synthesis, SREBP1 and FAS, and the cholesterol pathways, mevalonate and SREBP2. Blocking all these pathways means that the cancer cell will struggle to make new cell membranes. You can markedly slow growth. Treatments. SREBP1, sterol regulating end binding protein 1, the master regulator of lipogenesis, berberine. SREBP2, sterol regulating end binding protein 2, another cholesterol pathway, dipridamol, luteolin. Acyl, ATP citrate lyase, hydroxycitrate from Garcinia Cambogia, is highly effective at blocking this pathway. FAS, fatty acid synthesis, metformin, berberine, plus aspirin. Metformin or berberine reduces the glucose availability. The acetyl part of aspirin, acetyl salicylic acid, binds to the amino acid serine. Fatty acid synthase is upregulated in many cancers and is strongly associated with metastases in breast, prostate, and lung cancer. This is partly why aspirin is associated with lower recurrence rates. The addition of metformin or berberine with low-dose aspirin would improve survival rates significantly, as it is important to block both glucose and serine uptake together. Aspirin should not be used at the same time as a stronger NSAID because this raises the risk of gastric problems significantly. It is overactivation of this FAS pathway that leads to activation of the HER1, HER2 tyrosine kinase receptors in breast cancer. Mevalonate, the lymphophilic fat-loving statins. Lovastatin, atorvastatin, and simvastatin block the cell's ability to make cholesterol for new cell walls. Hydrophilic, water-loving statins may make cancer worse, as these statins target the liver, triggering a rise in mevalonate in other tissues in the body to compensate. Pravastatin, hydrophilic, has been shown to make cancer worse in lung cancer, whereas simvastatin, lipophilic, has potent beneficial effects. Fatty acid oxidation, upregulated in many resistant cancers like prostate cancer, MYC-driven TNBC melanoma, GBM, it is critical for stem cell renewal and chemotherapy resistance. Doxycycline alters fatty acid oxidation. Mildrinate, a drug used by many sporting athletes to cheat and enhance their metabolism. Maria Sharapova was banned because of the use of this drug. It is also used in Silicon Valley as a nootropic to enhance cognitive abilities. This is an old forgotten FAO inhibitor. Research is lacking about whether this would be beneficial, so its use would be highly experimental, but it has few, if any, side effects that I can find. The more toxic FAO inhibitor, etoxamir, was shown to reduce ATP, reduce glutathione, and increase ROS in glioblastoma cells and cause cancer cell death. Starving the tumor of glutamine and other amino acids. Direct glutamine inhibitors rapidly cause necrosis, cell death, of the intestinal mucosa and problems in the nervous system, so inhibiting glutamine should be approached indirectly, avoiding powerful inhibiting drugs like acivicin or DON. Every cancer cell needs glutamine for growth, and cancer cells seem to be particularly addicted to glutamine if they have a MYC mutation. Glutamine is the most abundant amino acid in the human bloodstream. Levels are maintained through a combination of dietary uptake, de novo synthesis, and the breakdown of muscle protein, catabolism. Glutamine is needed for the manufacture of DNA, organelles, fatty acids, enzymes, and for the production of glutathione. After glutamine enters the cancer cell, it is broken down by glutaminase to form glutamate. Glutamate is then either converted to glutathione or broken down to alpha-ketoglutarate, which is then taken into the Krebs cycle for OxPhos. Mitochondria can convert the broken-down glutamine into lactate very rapidly to support fatty acid synthesis. By simultaneously making glutathione, the master oxidant, the tumor can neutralize the excess lactic acid produced during this process. IGF-1. Stopping this is critical. If you have any doubt about this, investigate Laronne syndrome. This syndrome affects a tiny population in Ecuador. These people have a genetic defect in the liver that prevents them from being able to bind the IGF-1 hormone. This means they do not grow higher than 4 feet. But as a trade-off, they are protected against cancer, diabetes, and Alzheimer's. Methods to reduce IGF-1 are metformin, dietary restriction of protein and dairy, tamoxifen and raloxifene, mTOR, mammalian target of rapamycin, metformin, berberine. Both raise the master metabolic regulating enzyme AMPK, which in turn lowers mTOR. AMPK is an anti-aging enzyme present in every cell. mTOR is an enzyme that gathers proteins together just prior to the cell dividing. Reducing the number of cell divisions slows both cancer and aging, hence both metformin and berberine's anti-aging effects. Serine, an amino acid used as fuel by some breast cancer, also used for making fatty acids with glucose and serine. Aspirin. Nucleoside salvage, autophagy. Dipridamol. The cancer cell will grab nucleosides, which are hard work for it to make, fatty acids and other proteins, from the surrounding microenvironment rather than make them from nothing, de novo. After chemotherapy, when there are lots of dead cell fragments left behind in the tumor microenvironment, the cancer cell quickly learns how to recycle and reuse them, becoming more aggressive in the process. Chemotherapy is more effective, cytotoxic, in combination with dipridamol. This is likely because of dipridamol's ability to stop nucleosides being salvaged. Macropinocytosis, autophagy. Chloroquine or loratadine. This mechanism enables cancer cells to scavenge extracellular nutrients if they are in short supply or demand is high. Macropinocytosis is a process where the cell membrane ruffles and engulfs extracellular fluid, pulling in proteins and fats from outside the cell to supply itself. The anti-malarial chloroquine and antihistamine loratadine Claritin both work by disturbing the pH of the lysosomes that are breaking down the engulfed extracellular fat and protein. In later stages, cancer is able to make nearby adipocytes release their stored fat into the circulation. This is a cause of cachexia, making it available for the lysosome on the surface of the cancer cell to increase